6th, 1999, the National Council of Jewish Women. We are interviewing Milton Fine. This is Bess Karelitz and Judy Rubenstein. It's nice to be with you, Milton.
Nice to have you here.
Well, we are delighted to be here today. We know we're going to have a very interesting interview. Milton, what we would like to know at the very beginning is, where did your family come from? Were your parents born in the States? Did they come from another country? Presumably they did, or if they were born in, what is your original nationality as far as, are you Litvaka, Russian, Polish, or do you know?
Both my parents were born in Europe. My mother was born in Russia.
I don't actually know the name of the village. She referred to it as Tomashpola, but I have no idea how it's spelled, and I've never been able to find it on a map. My father was born in Poland, near the German border. I have no idea what the name of the town was. And both of them came to this country separately in 1911.
I presume then they were married. How did they meet? Do you know any of those kind of stories?
They met after they came to America. They were introduced by some relatives, and they married probably my father when he was in his early 20s, and my mother was about 2 years younger than my father.
Could you tell us your father's name?
My father's name was Samuel Fine, although in Europe his name was Fikovsky. Fine was the name that he was given when he went through immigration.
And your mother's name?
My mother's name was Ida Krimsky.
And what did your father do in this country?
My father had learned to be a tailor when he was in Poland. And that's what he did. He worked somewhere in a tailor shop. And at a fairly young age, he established his own tailor shop in East Pittsburgh. And he did that because somebody told him that there was a need for a tailor there. And that's essentially what he did all of his life. He had a tailoring and dry cleaning store in East Pittsburgh.
Your mother didn't work, did she?
I think she worked when she first came to this country. She worked in a factory, but I don't know any more about it than that. But certainly when they were married, she did not work.
And were you born in, what is your date of your birth?
I was born May 18th, 1926, in the Passavant Hospital, which was located in the Hill District at the time.
And
but we were living in East Pittsburgh.
That's what I was going to ask. Yes. And do you have any other siblings?
Yes, I have three siblings. Do you want to know their names and ages? The oldest is my sister Sarah, who's about 81 now. And my brother Harry is about 78. And my younger sister Ethel is about 66.
Are they in Pittsburghers?
No, they're all living in Florida now.
What do you remember about your early childhood? Where you went to school, what things that you did, any organizations you belonged to?
We grew up in East Pittsburgh, where my father had his business. This was an industrial town, a small town. The main industry in the town was Westinghouse. I remember going through the Depression and the flood of 1936. obviously economic conditions were difficult, but I had no sense of being poor. The thing that I do remember is that my father had a lot of barter deals with other merchants in the town, and we used to get free dental services and free milk deliveries, and of course he would provide tailoring or cleaning services to those people. And obviously that's how we got by.
You mentioned the flood. Did the flood have any significant value in your family?
I can remember the flood. My father's store, which was located in the lower part of the town, was totally flooded. The streets were like a river. There was a tremendous amount of destruction. There was no water. You couldn't go out and get food. But I remember it as kind of a fun time. I can actually remember being on a rowboat crossing the street. And it was probably the worst flood that the Turtle Creek Valley had ever experienced.
And where did you go to school?
I went to school at Bessemer Avenue Elementary School, which was located maybe 5 minutes from my house. And I can remember I was able to hear the late bell from my house. And I heard that frequently because I was always dashing off to school and getting there just a few minutes late.
Do you have any good recollections about the school?
I remember liking the school a lot. It was, for me, it was a great escape from the family, really. It was a chance for me to be independent, to have my own interests. And I liked the teachers. I liked learning how to read and how to do arithmetic and other subjects. And it was a very, very positive experience for me.
What about your Jewish education? Did you have any in Turtle Creek? Is there a synagogue of any kind?
There was a synagogue in East Pittsburgh, and we went there for high holiday services. But my Jewish education was fairly minimal. My parents decided that I should be bar mitzvah, and that decision was sort of an afterthought. It was probably within a year of my being 13, and I believe that I actually went to Hebrew school for about 9 months, and I learned everything that I needed to learn. But unfortunately, because of the short period that I went, I haven't been able to retain a great deal.
Did you have any Jewish friends in Turtle Creek?
I had a few Jewish friends. It basically was, there were not many Jews in that community. It was a community that was very mixed. And I remember having lots of non-Jewish friends, but I did have several Jewish friends.
Do you ever keep in contact, or have you lost all contact?
No, I've lost contact.
Mm-hmm. Was there any cultural kind of activities when you grew up?
I remember occasionally going to a Jewish film or a concert. I went to the movies a great deal myself, and I remember it cost 10 cents to get into the movie, and after 6 o'clock, the price increased to 15 cents, and I can remember pleading with my father for the 10 cents before the price changed. And usually at the last minute he would relent and I would dash off to get to the movie before I had to pay 15 cents.
from the Bessemer Elementary School. Where did you go to high school?
After the Bessemer Elementary School, I went to East Pittsburgh High School, but I really went to junior high there. I went to the 7th and 8th grade. And when I was 14 years old, I moved to the city of Pittsburgh, to the Squirrel Hill area.
And did your father maintain his business still in East Pittsburgh?
Yes, my father kept his store in East Pittsburgh, and he resisted the move for some time because it was a long commute for him. But eventually my mother persuaded him to do that.
What was the name of his shop?
He was in business with his brother, and it was called Fine Brothers.
And did your uncle live in the same community that you lived in?
My uncle lived in Forest Hills, which was very near East Pittsburgh.
And where did you move to in Squirrel Hill?
We moved to Melvin Street. I remember we rented a house on Melvin Street. For some reason, I remember the number of it. It was 5632. And I remember that being really a good place to live at the time because there were lots of kids and we used to play ball in the street. There was very little traffic in the street at the time. And it was a good introduction to the city, and I remember making a lot of friends and getting into it.
And there, what did your education?
Well, I went to Taylor Alderdice, which was a huge shock for me because in East Pittsburgh, I did extremely well all through school. I was always one of the best students. And at Alderdice, I did not do well. I had a lot of problems with my teachers. I was very left-wing at the time, and I used to have raging political arguments with my teachers. Frequently, they would call me a communist, and I would call them fascist. And academically, my grades were not good.
Can you remember anything specific about in Alderdice and when you talked about the left-wing organizations, or did you belong to any of the clubs, or did you go fraternity there? Because at that time there were.
Yeah, I did belong to a fraternity, and frankly, I can't remember the name of it, but it was a fun experience.
In the fraternity that was in the
Yeah, I remember a number of people, Bob Stone, who has been a lifelong friend, was in the fraternity, and there were, I'm trying to remember some of the other names. Frankly, I can't remember at the moment.
Well, if you were, you couldn't have been so liberal, belonged to a fraternity, I would do things sort of mesh.
Well, one had nothing to do with the other.
I see.
Yeah, I was more than liberal. I was pretty close to being a communist. But in those days, certainly outside the city of Pittsburgh, a lot of Jews were very left-wing.
What years were
these were in the 30s and early 40s. These people had come from Eastern Europe, where they had witnessed significant oppression by the Tsar, and communism seemed to them to be an improvement over the life that they had experienced. And I remember a lot of Jews were involved in the IWW, which was the International Workers of the World. We used to get the Daily Worker in our home.
Did your parents belong to any kind of organization?
You know, I don't recall that they were belongers, really, but they had a lot of communist friends and would go to meetings occasionally. I don't think they were ever card-holding members of the party.
Well, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they were members of the party. There were certain Zionist groups, particularly, that were there were left, more or less than the other Brooklyn?
No, they were not involved.
They were not involved.
They were not involved with Zionist groups.
Did you maintain any of your religious activities when you moved to Pittsburgh? Did you maintain the affiliation with the synagogue in
East Pittsburgh?
East Pittsburgh.
I believe we did. My parents were not very religious. And I don't even recall belonging to a synagogue when we moved to the city. Later, of course, when I married, I did join a synagogue. But in those years, I don't remember any synagogue affiliation.
When your parents came, when their families came from Eastern Europe, did they come to escape? Did they personally, their families, have problems that they came to escape?
My father came to escape the draft. The draft was the scourge of Jewish youths, certainly in Poland and Russia. They knew that if they went into the military, that they would be subject to all sorts of abuse and anti-Semitism, and it was not something that they wanted to do. It was something that they tried very hard to get out of. And I think that a lot of the immigration was really motivated by the desire to avoid the draft.
Did his brother live in the States before he?
No, his brother was younger. And his brother came later, and as a matter of fact, that when his brother approached draft age, he implored my father to bring him over, and my father did that.
So your father was the first one that came?
Right, he was. And he, from his family, he had some cousins here. Mm-hmm. But he had brothers and sisters who did not come over, and his parents never came over. I never met his parents.
Did a lot of the family, other family other than your parents, have left-wing leanings as well?
No, I don't believe they did.
So your parents were a little radical?
My father was. My mother was sort of indifferent to politics. But my father, in his political view, was very radical. And that had a great effect on my life.
How so?
Because it caused me to become very interested in what was going on in the world. And at a very young age, I was extremely interested in politics. I have a recollection in 1932, when I was only 6 years old, of listening to the election returns and being aware that Hoover was running against Roosevelt and being very pleased that Roosevelt won.
Do you remember anything about the Depression, and how it affected your family at all?
Well, as I mentioned, my family got by essentially by barter. I know my father, before the Depression, had apparently made a little bit of money in his business and had lost it in the stock market crash of 1929. And he was always burdened with debt as a result of that. But on a personal level, I had no sense of being poor. We always had plenty to eat. We had what seemed to me to be an adequate house. And I was never able to get from my parents the money that I wanted to buy bicycles and that sort of thing. But on the other hand, I didn't feel deprived.
Mm-hmm. You said you moved to Melton Street. Is that where you spent most of your young life, or did you move again?
We moved again after a couple of years to Beacon Street. On Melvin Street we rented a house, and on Beacon Street we bought a house. And I remember that we paid $6,000 for that house. And I remember that at that time, probably for about $15,000 or $20,000, you could have purchased the best house in Squirrel Hill.
What year would that be about?
It was probably around 1940.
Before the war?
Yes, before the war.
And do you remember the address of that house?
Approximately on Beacon Street, it was between Shady and Murray.
Yeah, 58, 57 per block.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And how long were you did you live there?
I lived there as long until I was married, really.
And you graduated Alderdice in what year, do you remember?
I graduated Alderdice in January 1944. That was during the war, and I was able to accelerate. Normally I would have graduated in June, but I was able to take advantage of a program that they had for speeding up graduation, and I got out in January of 1944.
Could you describe the war years?
Well, I was very conscious of what was going on for a couple of reasons. Number one, I maintained my interest in politics and in world affairs, so I used to read a great deal. I certainly read all the newspapers, read a lot of books and magazines. And I was aware that even in high school, that if the war went on, then I would have to go to the Army at some point. And the reason that I accelerated and graduated early was because the Army had established a program whereby you could enlist in the Army and they would send you to college. And I was very interested in that program and did enlist in the Army because of that program. So unfortunately, after spending one semester at Penn State, the Army disbanded the program. And I then was assigned to basic training in the field artillery. And later I was sent overseas.
Where were you assigned to basic training?
Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
And how long were you there?
That was a 17-week program, which was longer than most of the basic training programs. I remember it as being a very rigorous program and doing things that I never dreamed that I would be able to do.
And there you went overseas, you said?
I went overseas in late December 1944, which was about 6 months after D-Day. D-Day had been in June 44.
And where did you serve overseas? What was your job and where did you serve?
Well, I had a lot of different jobs, but I was sent initially to England and spent maybe a week or so there, and then was sent to France. And I really served in France for about a year and a half. Fortunately, the war ended in May, and so most of my time there was after the war.
And what did you do?
Well, I ended up as a sergeant in charge of the security of a group of warehouses in Reims.
You were like the MPs to some degree.
Well, actually it was a very productive period in my life because I had tremendous responsibility. I was only 18 years old. And I had 1,500 people under me.
Yes.
And I had a Jeep at my disposal. So I was able to travel a great deal.
How did you achieve that high of a position so quickly?
It was pure accident.
You want to tell us about it?
Yes. I was taking some college-level correspondence courses. And when you took these courses, you took a test, and the results of the test would go to your commanding officer. And one day my commanding officer, who was a captain from West Virginia, called me into his office and said something to the effect that, say there, fine, you seem to be a pretty smart fellow. Obviously I was getting good grades in these courses. And he then proceeded to tell me that he was having problems organizing the security for these warehouses, and he wanted to know if I was willing to take charge of it. And I said, absolutely, yes. And he promoted me to sergeant, gave me the keys to a Jeep, even though I had never driven in my life. So I immediately left his office and found a friend of mine and asked him to give me a quick driving lesson. And eventually I almost killed myself with the Jeep, but subsequently I did learn how to drive. And that's how I got that promotion and that responsibility.
What did they store at the warehouse? What was in there then?
Well, there were lots of problems because they were storing Army supplies, including PX supplies, which were very coveted. PX supplies are things that they sold in the stores, cigarettes, candy, silk stockings, the things that people really wanted, particularly the French. So there was a lot of pilferage, and it was very important to set up a good security system where the warehouses would be protected.
And you went from one warehouse to another? Was that the...
So it was my job to assign the various people under me to guard these warehouses, to inspect them, to make sure they were doing a good job. If there was pilferage, to investigate it and find out why it had happened and who was responsible, and to punish the people that were involved. So it was certainly, at that young age, a great training ground for me. I learned a great deal, and it certainly was something that was important to my life subsequently.
And how long were you in the service?
I was in the service about 2 years.
And when you returned home, did you come back to Pittsburgh?
I came back to Pittsburgh and took advantage of the GI Bill and went to college.
Where?
To the University of Pittsburgh. And I got my undergraduate degree and my law degree there in about 3 years and 9 months. And I did that by taking extra credits, going summers, and doing everything I could to catch up and to make up for the time that I had spent in the Army.
And when did you graduate?
I graduated law school in 1950.
And you had one semester at Penn State in 1944?
Right.
So you had...
I had credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What did you major in undergraduate?
I majored in political science and minored in economics. And I also felt good that I had redeemed myself from high school, because in college I graduated magna cum laude.
When you graduated law school, what was your first endeavor?
At the time, being Jewish, there were lots of avenues that were closed. A Jewish lawyer couldn't really work for a major law firm, or Mellon Bank, or Bell Telephone Company, or any of the law, or U.S. Steel. So the avenues that were open were very limited. I had a cousin who was a lawyer, and I got a job with him. His name was Sam Crimsley. And I worked for him for about 6 months, and he fired me. And that's the last job that I ever had in my life. I've been unemployed ever since.
Why did he fire you?
We just didn't get along. I really probably thought I was smarter than he was. And I always really had problems with authority. And I pretty much concluded that it was better for me not to work for anybody and to try to create a situation where I could be my own boss and have my own business.
Did you think you would be interested in business prior to that?
No, no. I really was very idealistic, and I really wanted to save the world. And I was still very left-wing, and business was the farthest thing from my mind.
So what did you have in mind?
I had in mind being a lawyer and